And I'm with Shelby Cruz, who's actually the director. Thank you so much, Shelby.
Thank you, Brandy, for allowing us this opportunity to visit.
I want to talk about some of the diverse programs that are available. There's really a wide variety.
So we do. We try every semester to make sure that there is a wide variety of classes so that there's something that everybody would be interested in, whether it's something having to do with the arts or history or science and technology. We have a curriculum committee that meets months before the semester starts and works hard to make sure that we have a broad array of topics for our classes in the semester.
I was just thumbing through the catalog, and one class that stuck out to me was, it's called Cashed Out, about the tribute to Johnny Cash.
So we're partnering with the Cactus Theater on a couple of different classes for this semester, and that's one of them. It's a Johnny Cash tribute band, and from what I understand, it's actually the only group that he had endorsed or partnered with before. So it's really a special group. And then there's also one we're doing, and it's the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra.
Yes.
And so, you know, you've got the country western, and then you've also got the kind of the big band. So hopefully there'll be something that our members are interested in.
Also, some classes that I found interesting, and this one actually passed already, but State of the World with Ambassador Naj.
So we did that for our kickoff event for the semester. We had great attendance, as you can imagine. So many people wanted to come and hear the ambassador. He does kind of a recap of the predictions and things that he made in 2016, talked about what happened, what didn't happen, and then he talked about what he sees as going on worldwide for 2017.
I can imagine it was a highly attended class with the current political climate. Everyone's kind of wondering.
Definitely. We had 170 people there. It was by far our largest crowd for a spring kickoff, and we just couldn't have been more pleased.
One thing that I think is interesting about OLLI is you don't sign up for a whole semester. You pick and choose which classes you're interested in.
Yeah. You know, I tell people, you can be as involved as you want, or if you just want to do one or two classes, if there's really only something that you're interested in that has to do with art, you don't have to go to all of the other classes. It's just the things that you find interesting. And that's one of the big differences than from when I was in college, and there were so many things that I had to take as part of my degree plan, but weren't necessarily things that I was passionate about. Well, now this go around, you can only do the things that you're the most interested in, and you don't have to worry about the math and the, you know, those things that I didn't do very well in.
Me neither. So tell us about the process of enrolling, so to speak.
You know, we really try to make it as easy as possible. You can either call the office or you can go online. Membership for an entire year is $35. So if you were to sign up today, you would be a member until the next year. So you'd get a full 12 months with your membership. And then you sign up and pay the fees associated with the classes that you want to take. The one that you mentioned, the Cashed Out, that one's probably one of our more expensive ones, just because we do include a meal at Triple J and then also the concert ticket. But most of our classes range from $15 to the most, maybe $40.
It's very affordable.
I think so.
It is. It's very affordable. And you also get off campus for a couple of these classes.
We do. We do. We have a lot of our classes actually at the Garden and Arts Center, which is on University. And then we do some Hidden Lubbock tours. A couple of semesters ago, we took a group up to Canyon and we toured the Panhandle Plains Museum there and learned all about Georgia O'Keeffe, the painter, and the connection she had with the Texas Panhandle. I didn't realize, but she actually taught at West Texas A&M, which back then was West Texas Normal College, I think was what they called it. And we went out to Palo Canyon and saw where she painted. She would actually walk from the university out to the canyon with all of her paints and supplies and paint and then walk all the way back. I can't even imagine that.
Wow. That's just a tiny snippet of what can be learned here.
Definitely. Definitely. And I've gotten the advantage being involved with the program to go to a lot of classes that, you know, I might not have gone to if I wasn't as part of my job. But through that, I've learned so many things that are just fascinating. Last semester, we had a series of classes on climate change. And Dr. Hayhoe did a fabulous job, and it's just really opened my eyes to a lot of things that are going on today and in our country that I think that we need to be aware of.
I agree with you. There's also more serious classes. We're talking about some of the fun stuff. Substance use and abuse in older adults.
Yes, our population of members is 50 years and older, and so we try to look for things that might appeal or that they might have an interest in. And so one of the things, which in that course specifically, they talk about how as we age, you know, sometimes we have to take more and more medications, and there could be a tendency for some folks for that to turn into a problem. And so it's just something good for us to be aware of. We have a wonderful professor that's going to come and do that program. And yeah, you're right. There are some things that are a little bit more serious, but things, again, that we need to be aware of.
It's kind of a community resource.
It is. We do offer some classes that are free of charge, and we partner with Carillon. Mm-hmm. And so we try to look for things that we can reach out to the community with and invite folks to come who might not be aware of Ollie, but might, you know, be interested in the topic that we're presenting.
We're running out of time, Shelby, but I want to talk about one more interesting class that I saw. It's a spiritual model of aging.
Yes, and that one is very interesting. And just to look at the different seasons of our life, mm-hmm. and as we age, and women in particular, I think, will be interested in this course. Not that it's only for women, but just how the demands of our everyday life and how that affects us as we grow older.
One more class that I didn't mention, the FBI turned inside out.
Yeah, now that is Chief Keith Bonath, who is in charge of the Texas Tech Police. In a previous life, he was a part of the FBI, and so he's going to come and kind of give us the inside scoop on what it's like to be a part of that.
Wonderful. Shelby, thank you so much.
Thank you.